This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 138, three sentence structures to conquer writing task one. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our seven easy steps to a seven or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, we are getting specific. Three sentence structures that are very high level to impress the examiner on writing task one.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going today on this lovely fall day out in Portland?
Hey, Lindsay. That was a long greeting. You fit a lot into that greeting.
I did. I smushed it all together. It is so nice to like breathe in the fall air these days. I'm just loving it. How about you?
Oh, so I could be outside all day right now. Oh, this is perfect. I think a big requirement for me in enjoying the weather is that I am not sweating a lot. If that's my threshold, like if I'm not sweating a lot, then it's good.
Yeah. For me though, here in Boston, you know, literally we go from like November to March with our shoulders clenched every time we go outside. It's tough. It's like, I don't know if I can handle another winter here in Boston.
Oh God. Last year was so bad for you guys.
It was terrible. Oh my God. I'm going to have to take a vacation to Florida during the winter or something. I don't know.
Even though the winter last year was terrible, perhaps the winter this year will be okay.
Yeah, wishful thinking, right? Although, as we've said before, the Farmer's Almanac states otherwise, so I don't know.
Right. Yeah, well, there's a lot of contrasting opinions, you know, on what will happen in the future.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Exactly. We could say as the cold increases in Boston, our mood decreases.
I know, right? There is a direct correlation there.
So, there is a correlation.
Today, guys, we're trying to get to the topic of today in a very roundabout fashion, as is our style. We are focusing on something we don't spend a lot of time talking about. We're going to talk about grammar today, but specifically, three sentence structures that you can use to increase that grammar score for writing task one. So very specific.
Yes, yes. And I just gave away the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these structures, guys, can actually be used for like any graph that IELTS gives you, okay? Because remember that on task one, you most likely will have to write about numbers. And one of the things you need to show the examiner is your ability to compare the numbers. So in grammar, we want to have a variety of sentence structures. And today I'm going to give you two different complex structures and a compound structure. So on test day, you don't have to take risks. Just use these three structures and you'll be great.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're giving you guys the structures that you can use directly on your test. You don't, as you said before, you don't need to take new risks with things you're not sure of, right?
Test day is not the day to take risks. Okay. You need to just do everything you can to increase your score. And that means having fewer mistakes, right? Mm-hmm, so just use the things you're sure of. So Lindsay used our first structure already. So the formula, like in grammar structures, formulas are easy, right? So the formula for this first one is as Y increases, comma, X decreases. So it's two simple sentences joined with as. So it's a higher level way of comparing because a lot of students don't use as to link their ideas.
What do students usually say here instead of as?
Probably and, right? Just something like really simple. Sometimes but.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is a really higher level way to push that up, just one level up to sound more advanced and more high level. I like it.
Exactly, exactly. So an example sentence could be, as the population in Thailand increases to hit 1 million in 1 million is way more than that.
1 million.
To hit 1 million in 2014, comma, the population of Cambodia decreased at the same time to hit 500,000. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So notice that we start with the simple formula, but then you have to plug in the topics of the numbers like population, and you have to plug in those numbers. Okay. Remember, we're always saying when and how many. So
yeah,
like to 1 million in 2014, like that has to be plugged in there.
Oh, okay. So as something increases to a certain amount, something else decreases to a certain amount, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Hey guys, if this podcast, IELTS Energy, has helped you increase your score, let us know in the iTunes store. Go over to the iTunes store and leave us a review. Tell us how this podcast has helped you on your IELTS journey. We can't wait to read your reviews. Thanks, guys.
And so the next one, it's another complex sentence. We say, in contrast to Y increasing, and here it's different because we're using the verb ing structure, that gerund. In contrast to Y increasing, comma, X actually decreased. So if we're using the same example, in contrast to the population in Thailand increasing to 1 million in 2014, comma, the population in Cambodia actually decreased to 500,000 at the same time.
What purpose is actually serving there?
Oh, good question. Yeah. So it's not necessary. You don't need actually, but it is a further emphasis on the contrast. So it's another high level tool to just that one word put into your sentence at that spot. It really brings the grammar and the coherence to another level.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds much more natural to me and much more intellectual.
Right? Like if you take that actually out, it sounds simple. It sounds student-y. Yeah. It doesn't sound like natural, like you said. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
And so this last one, guys, is more straightforward. It's a compound sentence. So we're just joining these two simple sentences with a semicolon and a linking word. So we say, Y increased, semicolon, however, or nevertheless, comma, X decreased. So two simple sentences joined by a semicolon, however, in the middle.
Ooh, very nice. This is really getting into the meat and bones of the exam, aren't we here? This is really technical stuff. I like it.
I know. Super, super focused. But this is one of those episodes, you know, that you need to take notes on as a student and practice these structures. So, I mean, these examples, these formulas will be in our blog, but you do need to like look at other graphs online, or like the graphs in our course, for example, those practice tests. You need to look at these examples and actually practice these structures again and again. You know, look at one point on the graph and describe that one point using these three different structures. So you really get comfortable with the structure of the grammar, you know, the pattern, and you're able to be flexible.
Yeah. And we've talked about other places where we can find graphs, right? Out in the media. For example, we talked about maybe looking at The Economist or The Wall Street Journal to see, you know, graphs and trends in the economy or any other aspect of the media where we can go and look for these graphs so we can make it more a part of our daily life. So we can have that conversation in our mind when we look at graphs.
Exactly. I mean, any business, economic, finance section of a newspaper or magazine, you're going to see something about, say, sales or population or stocks, you know, you're going to see graphs that you could definitely use to practice these. And that would be awesome because the topic of the graph, like, you know, stock prices in Malaysia, I don't know, like the topic of the graph is going to be using this high level vocabulary. So that's only adding to your skills and your knowledge.
Yeah. And the other topic that I just thought of that would be good to apply to this is the presidential election that's coming up in the next year, Ooh. Right? So they're always talking about the percentage of the lead that a certain yeah. candidate has. And, you know, this person's lead went up and this person's lead went down. And that would be a great source of material to practice this.
Totally. You could definitely read some articles about the poll numbers, as they say, right? Or the telephone surveys they try to assess popularity. Yeah. You know, there are so many ways of gauging the popularity of a candidate these days that reading these articles, they're going to be comparing candidates to each other. So reading these articles, you're going to see these high level sentence structures like I just gave you. You're going to see these exact sentence structures in the articles and maybe discover some more high level stuff on your own.
Yeah. So if you can plug in this practice into a current event, that'll also give you material for the speaking test, potentially, if you come upon a topic, if you get a topic that's related to that or on your writing test too, if you need to come up with your own idea.
Oh my gosh. If I heard a student, if I was doing like a speaking practice test with a student and that student started talking about Bernie Sanders, I would be so impressed. Like I would be so excited.
You would like fall off your chair, right?
Seriously.
She's on the ground.
I know that it would be very disruptive for the rest of the class. I would just be on the floor, just shocked and stunned. No, that would be so awesome. Or like, you know, if a student was like, oh, that reminds me. I read an article yesterday about how Bernie Sanders' numbers are increasing while yeah. Hillary Clinton's approval ratings are actually decreasing. I'd be like, what? Oh my right. God, you're amazing.
Yeah, that would be a big deal.
It'd be so cool. Yeah, and you know, it might be fun just to think of your own life, you know, what habits are increasing? What the amount of something in your own life? What's increasing and decreasing right now? Can you think of any correlations? You know, like as I increase the miles I run, my weight decreases.
Right.
Like,
right.
Just like, I think that would be super fun just to sit down and like use this as a self-examination and yeah. just try to look for some patterns, some correlations and practice yeah. the sentence structures.
Some benchmarks for our life. We could set some goals there.
Yeah,
all that
totally.
Stuff. Good stuff.
So fun. I love it. Okay, listeners, if you use these structures to describe something interesting in your life, please email us. I want to yeah. see these sentences.
Absolutely. You guys can come back to the blog, come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type in the search bar 138 and leave your examples in the blog comment section. We want to see your examples. You guys have a place to come to practice, so let us know what your examples are.
Be so fun. All right. Let's sum up these three sentence structures, guys. So if you haven't already, this is what you need to take notes on, okay? As Y increases, comma, X decreases. But also, guys, remember that this is in present simple. Most of the time, you're going to be using past simple, right? So pay mm-hmm. attention to the time of yeah. when the numbers occur. Next, in contrast to Y increasing, comma, X actually decreased, mm-hmm. right?
And adding that actually there for the higher level vocabulary and the emphasis. I like it.
Exactly, exactly. And then the last one, more of a straightforward compound sentence, Y increased, semicolon, however, comma, X decreased.
Nice. Very nice. Perfect, guys. So take notes on this. Go back to this episode again. This is a meaty episode. And so go back and take notes and practice this by looking at numbers in your own life or out in the world, in the political space, in the yeah. health space, whatever is interesting to you, use that as material for your practice.
Totally. And please, guys, send us your sentences. I really want to see them.
Very good. Very good. All right, Jessica, this has been good. Thanks for hanging out today and talking about writing.
My pleasure. Lindsay, have a wonderful day.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.